the supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about Lady Fatima.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, the wife of Ali, Lady Fatima.
Today, Monday, is the 2nd of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 33 of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا.
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
According to the view of all scholars of Islam and commentators, the application of the term Ahlul Bayt here refers to the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and this is the thing which is understood from the parent of the verse itself. There are a lot of translations recorded in the sources of the Sunnis and Shia, which indicates the addresses in the mentioned verse are only five persons. They are Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, Imam Ali, Hazrat Fatima, and the Imams Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them all. The infallible ones, for the sake of divine aids and their own pure deeds, are in a state that they do not go towards sins while they have power and authority to commit sin.
Allahumma salli ala فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك بعدد ما
Come here, we're going to learn more about Fatima. Fatima, peace be upon her, lived the calamities of her father and saw the persecution and harms that he suffered. She suffered and felt pain for her father too much. Lady Fatima alayha salam lived with her father and saw what he suffered of calamities and distresses which the villains and sinners of the Quraysh poured on him. She suffered and felt pain and fear for her father. Lady Fatima also witnessed with her father the conquest of Mecca. She saw her father's great victory and the submission and subservience of Quraysh to him.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyya. The only way to reach the truth of monotheism is to reach the truth and secrets of Al-Qur'an. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that Qur'an is in the chest of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted divine knowledge. Who are they? But who can claim to be the bearer of the facts of the Qur'an other than the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? Can anyone tolerate the secrets of Qur'an? The Prophet ﷺ said that Salman and the kind of Salman should be found to take our burden. If our line with the Imam of the Ummah is broken, the guidance line of Allah Almighty will be closed. Then Al-Quran, which is a guide, becomes misleading. So we can see the outcome and consequences of that. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Anni tarakum fikum al-thaqalain, kitab Allah wa 'atrati." That is, I leave the book of Allah and our 'atra among you. He says that these two lights of truth are remaining among you. So if our connection with these two fields is cut off, our connection with the Holy Prophet is also cut off. He says, "Inni tarakum fikum al-thaqalain, kitab Allah wa 'atrati, ma an tamassaktum bihima lan tadhillu abada." So as long as far as you cling to them, you resort to them, you are not going to go to astray. So this is actually a connection between us and the Holy Prophet.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. About Lady Fatima's characteristics, we reach to her infallibility. Lady Fatima was infallible, and this is an indisputable fact. Allah had purged her from every sin and every defect and endowed her with all virtues to make her an example for all the women of the world. She was an ideal example in faith, worship, chastity, purity, charity, and kindness to the poor and deprived. Prophet Muhammad made all his nation, through his repeated sayings, know that Fatima was apart from him, and that whatever pleased her would please him, and whatever displeased her would displease him. That she was apart from the Prophet means that she was infallible, since the Prophet was infallible. The true traditions that were transmitted from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, confirmed that Allah would be pleased with the pleasure of Fatima and would be displeased with her displeasure. These traditions mean that Fatima had reached a degree of faith and piety that would take her to the same rank of the infallible prophets who sincerely obey Allah and know him as he, the Almighty, was.
استشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجية عند الله اشفعي لنا.
Fatima, the axis of infallibility. Since Lady Fatima is the axis of Ahlul Bayt, she is also the axis of infallibility as indicated in Ayah 33 of Surah 33 from the Holy Quran. She was the mother and the spiritual coach of all the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. The infallibility bravery, and guidance of all the Imams of Ahlul Bayt were inherited from their mother, Holy Lady Fatima. When Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, was pregnant with Fatima, she used to speak with her. One day, when the Prophet of Islam heard his wife talking to her baby, she said to her, "Gabriel has given me the glad tiding that she is going to be a baby girl, and her generation will be blessed and pure, and indeed the Almighty Allah will continue my generation from her offspring and will make them the imams and the vicegerents of Allah on earth after revelation has ceased to continue."
It is reported that a man once asked al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi alayh, he asks the Imam a series of questions regarding the Lady of Light, the daughter of Rasulullah Fatima al-Zahra salawatullahi alayha. One of the questions that this man, the student of the Imam, asks is, "Ya ibn Rasulullah, why was your grandmother given the name Fatima? The same Lord who named Yahya, the same Lord who named his other representatives, and behind their name selection there is wisdom. Why did Allah Azza wa Jal assign this name to your grandmother? Why was she given the name Fatima?" Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi alayhi, you find that whenever he is asked about Lady Fatima, the Imam alayhi salam's eyes fill with tears. On one occasion, there was a man who comes to the Imam and says to him, "Ya ibn Rasulullah, Allah has blessed me with a daughter." The Imam alayhi salam, he asks him, "What have you named her?" He says, "I named her Fatima after your grandmother." The Imam alayhi salam, his eyes fill with tears, he says, "Idhan fala tadribha wa la tasihfi wajhiha." The Imam alayhi salam says, "Now that you have named her Fatima, I have a special request from you. Do not hit her and do not abuse her." Because the Imam is trying to tell us that Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, was abused.
Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special about Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.
Food for Thought.
Salam. And today, on the eve of the martyrdom anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, let us present you an excellent statement on social justice by this most noble lady. Completion of weights and measures is a cause for preventing the neglect of others' rights.
This is the Heart of Life Pounding IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about the virtue of gaining knowledge for the sake of Allah, as well as the vice and the wretchedness of gaining knowledge for somebody other than Allah. Right. So in this hadith, a virtue has been explained as well as a vice. We all know that knowledge is something that has been recommended in Islam. It's very, it's something that has been encouraged in Islam. And this is something almost self-evident. When the Prophet ﷺ was actually delegated as a prophet, and revelation was first brought to him, the very first thing that was revealed to him was Iqra, read in the name of God. And, you know, God Almighty talked about reading, God talked about learning, we know that there's no restrictions on knowledge, the Prophet said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So temporally, there's no restrictions. Spatially, there's no restrictions. The Prophet said that you should seek knowledge even if it's, if you have to travel to China. These are all very famous prophetic hadiths. Right, so knowledge is something. It's a virtue, and it's something virtuous in Islam. But like every virtue, it has certain conditions. Right, if those conditions are fulfilled, then that virtue, it has those virtuous effects that we expect from it. Otherwise, if it doesn't fulfill those conditions, those spiritual and religious conditions, then obviously the effects, the spiritual and otherworldly effects that we expect from it, they won't accrue from it. One of those conditions is a sincerity of intention, the sincerity of attention that we make, and we're seeking knowledge for the sake of God. The Prophet ﷺ said, "He who seeks knowledge for Allah, no sooner does he learn even a chapter of it, then it increases him in humility within himself, right? So one of the, how do we know whether we're seeking knowledge for the sake of God or not? Is there a criterion? The prophet here, he tells us a criterion by means of which we can understand whether, you know, our intention is sincere or not. Does this knowledge that I'm gaining, does it increase me in my humility or not? The prophet says, in humbleness in front of people, when I meet people, am I more humble than I used to be? Or no, do I feel proud? Do I feel better than them, right? First of all, within myself, do I feel humble? Do I feel, do I have, has my pride and my arrogance, has it decreased or has it increased? Then how do I act in front of other people? Do I act ignorantly or do I act more humbly? It increases his fear of Allah, right? When we learn and we gain knowledge, we learn about, you know, God's, his greatness, his, you know, his infinite power and knowledge. It should increase our humility before him, right? And obviously we are constantly in the presence of God, so this humility should be, you know, it should be sustained by this person who has knowledge. And his striving for, and his striving in religion, you know, this person should constantly strive to be a religious and a pious individual. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the gaining of knowledge, the virtue of gaining knowledge for the sake of Allah from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy to have some of the students of Sevier International School here, and I really welcome them, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Fawad Haider, and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. So, welcome, dear brothers, and how are you, Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Hassan.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
Okay. Everyone is doing well. Alhamdulillah. We hope you're doing well and you're safe. So today our main topic is Ayah 162 and Ayah 163. Two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah on page
24
and 25. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please hold your Quran and turn to page 24 and 25, verses 162 and 163 from Surah Al-Baqarah. Well, inshallah, we'll have a short explanation about these two verses, and then we'll have the practical tajweed rules. So, before we start, everyone, let's all together listen to the recitation of these two verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم.
Alhamdulillah, that was a nice recitation. We loved. So I will be reciting. Make sure you listen and repeat. All right? Of course, yes. Our brothers and sisters will be doing the same. Ready? One, two, three. Let's go.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خالدين فيها. خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون وإلهكم إله واحد وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم
أحسنتم. Allah bless you, inshallah, dear reciters. Great reciters, inshallah, you will be. Just practice and... Okay, carry on. So, brothers and sisters, as you know, in the previous session, we were talking about those who were concealing the truth and the facts about the reality of the world, Tawheed, Nubuwwah, Qiyamah, these things, okay? The principles of Islam. And they were not letting the people understand the facts. So Allah Almighty told them what happened to them, okay? And also what will happen to those who repent, they again do good deeds, okay? And they will not be among the concealing guys again, okay? Allah Almighty told them what happened to them, okay? Allah Almighty will forgive them, okay? Because Allah Almighty is Tawwabur Rahim. Rahim. And also Allah Almighty told about those who continue being so. Concealing the fact and being kafir, so of course they will be in the hell. Now in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, Khalidina fiha. Khalid means the one who is there for eternal life, forever. Khalidina fiha, they will be there, okay? La yukhaffafu anuhum al-adhab. They will remain in it, in the la'nat of Allah Almighty, okay? Or in la'nat, if Allah Almighty cursed someone, so he is, so of course, and in Jannah or Jahannam? Jahannam, of course. So he'll be there. There's no question. لا يخفف عنهم العذاب. And their punishment shall not be lightened. Shall not be decreased. Okay? They will have full عذاب. Okay, whatever you want, whatever type of عذاب you want, just order, we'll give you. Okay? There. ولا هم ينظرون. Nor they will be granted any respite. Okay? They will not be granted any relief. Okay? Understood? They will have punishments. Then Allah Almighty says, hey, listen up. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Okay? Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. There are a lot of people who let the people understand this way that, come on, there is no God. If there was a God, okay, he would have come down and let us see him. In the previous verses, we had this, yes? Yes? وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ and the other verses that the people of Prophet Musa were saying that لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. We will not believe in you unless we see Allah Almighty with our eyes. So there are people, okay, who kind of give people some doubts, some misunderstandings about Allah Almighty. So these are those who will be in Jahannam. Allah Almighty says, hey, do not let this the people understand it wrong, okay? Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your Lord is one God. La ilaha illahu. There is no God except Him. Okay? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He is the all-beneficent, the all-merciful. Okay? You have a lot of reasons to prove that God is one. Okay? You have, in the belief classes, you can have those reasons. Okay? I ask you to refer to the Islamic beliefs. Okay? Islamic beliefs. So you will have a lot of reasons to prove God is one. Okay? So we'll not talk here because we don't have that time. Inshallah, you refer to the Tafasir book also, to the Islamic beliefs or Islamic principles about Tawheed. Tawheed talks about the oneness of Allah Almighty. So, Fawad, Hassan Hussein, and Ali Nasir, let's go to the very, very important Tajweed rules in these two verses, inshallah. قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فَأَتَاهُ الْوَحْيُ فَأَشْرَقْ اقْرَأْ اقْرَأْ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ
So, the first important rule here, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا The pronunciation of the letter خَا is important since it's a heavy letter and it has an alif mad with it. So you gotta pronounce it with an A sound. Fawad, how do you say this? خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا Read it.
خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا
أحسن. Do not say خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا This ha is a light letter, so you pronounce it this way. Ha. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا Then the word salah tells you, Ali Nasir, that?
Continuing is better than
stopping. Waqf is not better than wasl. Wasl is better than waqf, right,
yes.
Hassan?
Yes.
Okay. You can stop here as well, but it's better to continue. So let me continue. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يُخَفَّفُ Right this way. لَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ There is no special rule actually, but just skipping Hamzatul Wasl. عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ Skip Hamzatul Wasl. عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ عَيْن عَيْن The yes, there is one rule. Anhumu.
Yes.
Actually, that's I told you there is no rule here because it's the rule idhar nun sakin plus ha. The rule idhar is pronounced applied. Yeah.
Yes.
So nun sakin
yes.
plus ha. What was the rule? No rule.
No rule.
Yes. No merge. No hide. No change. So no rule. It means anhumul. Normally read it. Anhumul adabu. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ Noon is hakeen here. Plus, ظَا
إِخْفَى
إِخْفَى You gotta do إِخْفَى. But do a kind of heavy إِخْفَى. Let your listener understand that the letter ظَا comes after. Or a heavy letter comes after. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْ A heavy sound. يُنْظَرُونَ Right? And maddul arid lissukun here. Uh-huh. Wala hum yunzarun. Prolong the sound at the end. Because you're stopping here, so there is a longer mad here, okay? The mad tabi'i, waw mad, luru, waw mad, yes, is changed to a longer mad. This is okay. It's not wajib, okay? You can do it. وَإِلَهُكُمْ Next ayah. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ We say that here.
إِدْغَام
إِدْغَام is applied. إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ So تَنْوِين plus waw, you gotta merge تَنْوِين into waw or enter it. Okay, insert the تَنْوِين sound to waw sound and it changes to waw sound. So double waw we will have. وَإِلَهُكُمْ Ali Nasir say, وَإِلَهُكُمْ
إله واحد
أحسن إله واحد So, Hussein, Do we have to produce a nasal sound, ghunna, here?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, how do you do that?
Ilahun wahid.
Ahsan. Wa ilahukum ilahun wahid. Ilahun. This nasal sound that comes from your nose. Wa ilahukum ilahun wahid. Yes? For two counts, also you prolong the sound. Okay. Wahid. If you stop here, but continuing is better because salah is there, right?
Yes.
The word salah tells you that continuing is better than stopping. But here, when you stop, wahid dal, the harak at the tanween dal will be changed to sukoon. So dal will be sakin letter here. So what was the rule for a sakin letter?
Qalqala.
The five letters?
Qalqala,
right.
Qutbajal.
Yeah, qutbajal letters. So you got to produce a
bouncing
sound. Bouncing sound or an echoing sound. Wa ilahukum ilahun wahid. Right? La ilaha illa. La. Is the mat wajib? Huh? Or jaiz?
No.
Jaiz.
Why? Because the harful mad, la, alif sound here, okay? And hamza, they are not in the same word. So, yes. La ilaha. You can skip. La ilaha illa. Or la ilaha illa. Huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, there is no special rule. Okay? So, let me read once. You repeat after me, okay? Then, with tajweed rules, then inshallah we'll end the session. Ready?
خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
Because Salah says that it's better to continue. Yes? So, recite.
خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون
وإلهكم إله واحد
وإلهكم إله واحد
لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم
لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. That was all about these two verses. For the interpretations and explanations, please refer to the Tafasir book. Okay, Tajweed rules we mentioned. Practice them, please. And if you had any questions, please ask us. So, we hope, inshallah, you stay safe. Practice the Quran. Stay with Quran, inshallah. Stay with us in these Quranic sessions. See you in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
لكنك تقدست أسماءك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين
Dear listeners, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail Supplication. إلهي وسيدي فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها My Allah and my Master. So I ask you by the power you have apportioned وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها and the decision which you have determined and imposed وغلبت من عليه أجريتها and through which you have overcome him toward whom it has been put into effect, أنتهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة, that you forgive me in this night and at this very hour. كل جرم أجرمت, every offense I have committed, وكل ذنب أذنبت, every sin I have performed, وكل قبيح أسررت, every wicked thing I have concealed, وكل جهل عملته, every folly I have enacted, كتمته أو أعلنته, أخفيته أو أظهرته, whether I have hidden it or announced it, whether I have concealed it or manifested it. Dear listeners, at the very beginning of this version of the program, when we started discussion over the Divine Kumail Supplication, you may remember, in the section, O Allah, forgive my sins, we explained different sins as well as their consequences. In this part too, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions the hidden and apparent sins and asks Allah to forgive them all. Let us have a look at what we discussed in the beginning of our discussion. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام. Forgive me those sins which tear apart safeguards. What was the definition of sin? Those deeds, behavior, and states and manners that were against Allah's orders and His prophets and Imams' traditions were considered as sins. But some sins are so severe that they are considered as declaration of war with Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The sins that an individual commits in this world sometimes result in an eternal fire, as the Holy Quran explicitly says: "إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا." Those who devour the property of the orphans unjustly, they are devouring fire in their bellies. The great narrator of traditions, Shaykh Saduq, in his Ma'an al-Akhbar, has narrated very important tradition from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam on the inauspicious signs of sins. The sins that tear off human reverence are drinking intoxicants, gambling, useless act and speech for making people laugh, a reference to people's deficiencies, and accompanying the sinners. I assume we have explained each of these sins by details when we try to discuss those parts of the Divine Kumail Supplication. So you are now aware of the importance of these sins and how they tear apart the safeguards.
And Had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But sanctified be your name, you have sworn to fill hell with the disbelievers from amongst the jinns and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies therein. And you, exalted be your praises, have made manifest out of your generosity and kindness that a believer is not like he who is a non-believer.
Paradise, oh what a feeling, paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Back in the beginning episodes of this version of the program, we also discussed the part where Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Kumail supplication said, "Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunuba allati tunzilu an-niqam." O Allah, forgive me for the sins which bring down adversities. And by having a look at a tradition from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam's, there were 9 sins bringing down calamities and adversities. Rebellion, violating people's rights, mocking Allah's servants, breaking promises, evident wrongdoing, scattering lies, passing judgment in contrast to Allah's rules, not paying zakat, and shortening the measures. Now, one of these classifications are obvious wrongdoings. The Almighty Allah, in His Holy Quran, has prohibited people from approaching sins, whether openly or secretly. But obvious sins display that extreme shamelessness of that sinner. These obvious sins show the sinner's boldness towards the law, towards the Islamic society. And Islam does not accept the pollution of the society by the sinners. Islam has determined an Islamic punishment for those who contaminate this society that is for the every member of the society to live in. So it is incumbent upon the conscious believers, especially the Islamic government officials, to prevent those sinners that shamelessly continue and persist on doing wrongdoing in every way possible, that they may not poison the others, especially younger ones. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Yeah, Allah.
This is the Heart of Life pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab Askari, and today we're going to discuss about self-awareness and four relationships regarding children. And on that note, today in our studio we have with us Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Well, as we have been talking about the stages of adolescence and what kind of things parents got to be taking care of in this stage, what about self-awareness? Because self-awareness is very, very important. As Imam Ali Al-Islam puts it, that the one who knows himself knows his Lord. So that importance is necessary. How do we develop self-awareness in our adolescence?
Yes, thank you very much. Previously, we talked about that and touched upon the issue that basically when we want to develop the various relationships in our lives, the starting point would be from ourselves. And we have to understand ourselves and know what we are, what are the faculties that we have, the inner faculties, the outer faculties, and the various aspects of our existence, whether it is mental, spiritual, or physical. And we have to understand all these facets, so we have to try to get a complete picture of the human being, of ourselves, and realize what is in store for us, what Allah Almighty has created in us. Because He praises Himself when He says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ.
Yeah.
He praises and glorifies Himself and says that I've created the human being in the best of ways.